it looked like maybe they kicked it and it kind of fell off the tee. I don't know if we're going to come back and redo this one or what. No one really knew what to do to start the second half here.
Yeah, I took my eye off it. All I know is I just saw everybody standing around and the ball off the tee, so not sure what the referees are going to decide to do here.
So both teams are chatting with the officials. I don't know if now they're going to replace the actual ball, if maybe something wasn't great with that ball, not enough air, something along those lines. Well,
this isn't
Deflate Gate here
in
Sydney. I don't know what's going on.
This is not New England Patriots.
I'm sure someone's shaking their heads at us somewhere
now. They're calling it right now.
Wow.
Sydney's ball.
So Sydney is going to get the ball where BG was kicking off. So that is going to put them on the BG 40-yard line. So they're going right to left. Here's Harris. Drops back on a first and 10. Throws, but through the wickets there for Colby Finch. Couldn't quite hold on to that one. Second down coming up.
Yeah, nice pass by Harris, but Finch just couldn't hold it. He was covered on the play by two Bobcats really tightly.
And so, again, BG went to kick that ball. Almost looked like maybe it fell off the tee, or I'm not even sure if the kicker actually hit it or not, but this is where Sydney gets the ball, right at that spot.
Right at the spot where it starts.
So 42-6 is the score. They drop back. Here's Harris looking to his left, avoids the rush. He's on the big Sydney S at midfield, throws across, and finds Peyton Mosier complete, and that's going to get them back to about the line of scrimmage there, maybe a gain of one across the 40 to the 39.
Yeah, Harris did some really nice evasive moves right there to not get sacked, but did find Mosier for a gain of about two, bring up third down and eight.
Mosier's been a little quiet tonight. We'll see if they work him in the second half at all. Sydney leading 42-6 early in the third quarter here tonight in Sydney. Waiting for the snap, Ryan Harris on a third down here. Ball's on the 36. I'd say it's about a third and seven. Harris glances over to the sideline. Eight on the play clock here. He's in the shotgun. Matthews is lined up to his left. Here's Harris looking left now, wants to throw. Has Trenton Bodine wide open through his hands and down to the turf. That was a surefire touchdown if he could haul that one in.
Real nice throw. The young man just dropped the ball. So it'll bring up fourth down for the Warriors.
Oh, Trenton Bodine got behind the safety, and it was looking good. The throw was there. He just couldn't haul it in. Nice move there by Ryan Harris.
Yeah,
went over,
absolutely.
Gave him a high five, said, hey, shake it off. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm coming back to you later on, so be ready.
Wow, great throw. Just couldn't haul it in. And that'll bring up a fourth down here for Sydney with 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the crowd was on its feet. And then he heard the collective, oh, as it just went through his hands. He couldn't hold on. Here's Harris again dropping back, looking for options. The rush is coming. Harris gets away from Palmateer, still on his feet. Harris takes off to the 40, has to pull it down, going to bull his way forward. Did he get enough for the first down? I'm going to say it's very close on his feet as he went right out at the marker.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Ryan decided at the last minute to tuck it and run, and I think he got a first down on the play. Great job by the quarterback.
And that's been the big thing with people, you know, talking up and down Main Street about Ryan Harris, is he's able to escape the rush, and he's able to take off and run. And a great scramble there by Harris.
Yeah, real nice job. I mean, he voided the sack again. BG is getting pressure on him right now, so they have definitely made some adjustments at halftime.
10:45 to go in the third quarter. Sydney leads 42-6. Harris drops back on a first down, throws over the middle through the hands of Liam Matthews. Was a little bit behind him there as they weren't quite on the same page. It falls incomplete.
So second down and 10 for the Warriors when they break the huddle.
So a good look across the middle there for Liam Matthews, just a little bit far behind him. I'd say really that's the first time Harris might have missed thrown here tonight. Most of his throws have been right on the money.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, that's one thing that we talked about earlier. You know, he is very accurate, and I'm very impressed with how he throws the ball going to his left.
Third and 10 for Sydney. They're on the 40-yard line as they're in BG territory. They hand off to Gannon, cuts back, good for a first down. Gets around Petrotoni, but he just holds onto his ankle to bring him down. Move the chains again for Sydney. Gannon with another excellent run.
Yeah, Gannon with a real nice run and a touchdown-saving tackle by Petrotoni. Otherwise, you know, we're looking at 48.
And so, you know, BG defense is trying everything they can, but Sydney just with weapons all over the field. I mean, one guy comes off, you bring on somebody else who can make a play.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to have. You know, have that ability to have that deep of a team where you can do that sort of thing.
Here's Harris, drops back in the shotgun, looks to his right, throws into the back corner of the end zone, and just off the fingertips over on the far side of Colby Finch. Couldn't quite haul it in, double coverage, but the throw was there.
Yeah, it was a nice throw, but I'll tell you what, like you said, Nate, he was covered well on the play by two Bobcat defenders.
Would have been a heck of a grab, as it was a tough throw, a tough position to be in, but he did have a chance at it.
Could have been catch of the night.
Yeah. 10-10 to go third quarter. Sidney leading at 42-6 over Bainbridge Guilford, and they're marching. Here's Harris again. This will be a third down and 10 to go around the BG 14. Harris rolls out another pitch to Gannon. They sold that one very well, and Gannon gallops into the end zone for a Sidney Warriors touchdown.
Nice little play. Same one they've been running all night long. It's just a little option shovel pass to Gannon, and Gannon takes it into the house for six more points for the Warriors.
So here's a question. I honestly don't know. What do you put that down as? Is that a touchdown run or a touchdown pass?
It's a pass.
It's going to be the pass.
It's
so.
The pass. Yep, it's a reception.
So Gannon from Harris, and that's about a 15-yard scamper for the TD. And it's Sidney 48, BG 6, with about 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Unbelievable the way this offense moves the ball.
And it's a pass because it goes forward. If it went
backwards, yes, very
true. Lateral and
very
true. Rush.
On for the extra point. Here is Mazzarella. And this one is through the uprights, and it is good. So Sidney takes a 49-6 lead over BG. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDI.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Fresh off that touchdown from David Gannon, Sidney leads Bainbridge Guilford 49-6 with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is the cutback and the return for BG as Sidney kicked it deep and all the way out to the 34-yard line on the return for Jacob Heath.
Yeah, the last two kickoffs, Nate, they brought in Mazzarella to do the kicking, and he's kicking it deep for him, something we haven't seen from the Warriors all year, but that's another weapon.
Certainly a lot of weapons here. And, you know, coming into the year, the question was, how was Sidney going to replace Darren Smith, their all-state quarterback from a year ago, and some of the other pieces that they lost? And
I'll answer that with one word.
Mm.
Well.
Yeah, they've done a great job. I mean, you're always going to miss a guy like Darren and some of the weapons that they had, and Ethan Finch and some of those guys. But Sidney has just reloaded this year, and they have found a way to plug the holes. A little fumble here on first down. Heiser's able to fall on it. No gain on the play. And BG recovers the ball.
Yep, BG will live to see second down, and it'll bring up second. They did lose a couple yards on the play, so it'll be second down and 13.
Sidney 49 and BG 6. Again, just a reminder, we'll be at Unitego tomorrow at noon as the Spartans host Fonda Fultonville. That game won't be at 1:30. It'll be at noon tomorrow. It was originally going to be tonight, moved to tomorrow. Basically, from what I'm told, Fonda Fultonville had some illnesses. Unitego was nice enough to give him a little extra 24 hours to try to heal up. And here is Heiser on the run, tries to throw down the sideline, has nowhere to go. We'll have a flag on the play here, and I'm not sure which side this is going to be on. And it looks like it could be on Sidney Colby Finch, maybe for a hit out of bounds. Or intentional grounding. I'm not exactly sure here, Tim.
Oh, yeah, I think he just did call. I thought he was calling roughing or,
on sports
late
line.
Hit,
yeah.
Or anything like that, but I think he just did call intentional grounding, so.
I'm not sure exactly. I did think there was a receiver in the area, but officials say no, and so intentional grounding is the call. Not a call we see all the time in the high school
game.
Going
the wrong way.
Oh, so maybe it is.
Right.
So maybe there was a double call there, intentional grounding and some sort of roughing the passer.
I don't know.
Sportsmanlike?
I don't know. That one's
exactly
going to have to
sure.
be explained to me later.
So that moves the ball in a positive direction for DG all the way out to the 45 with 8:50 to go here in the third quarter, and they get a first down. They'll hand off to Petrattoni. Chabot is right there to meet him at the line and drive him backwards, and Petrattoni had nowhere to go.
Yeah, nice play on defense right there by number 51. Cameron Chabot just wrapped him up and would not let him get a yard, so it'll be second down and 10.
Clock moves down to 8:30 to go, third quarter. Again, the wind continues to whip here, but besides that, the weather holding off pretty good here. That's why they moved the game from 7 to 6 tonight to try to play in these conditions. And so this will be a second down and 10 coming up with 8:10 to go in the third quarter, Sydney leading 49-6. Heiser with one wide receiver split out to each side, one to the left, one to the right. Heiser steps back, the pocket collapses on him, has nowhere to go. Kevin McEwen brings him down for the Sydney Warriors. David Gannon was in there as well as Cameron Chabot, and boy, the pocket has just kind of sealed up really fast here tonight for Heiser.
Yeah,
he has nowhere to go.
He really doesn't have any time to even look down the field. I mean, the routes that they're running are really deep, so he's got to have a little time, and he's just not getting it. The Warriors are busting through, getting pressure on him, and he's got him. Either he has to run the ball or he has to throw it, you know, away.
I've been so impressed tonight, too, with Sydney's ability to close the edge off. We saw a lot last week when BG played Delhi. If BG got to the outside with that speed, they would take off. But Sydney has sealed it up pretty well tonight.
Right, and that was Mr. Pardee.
Heiser,
remember that name.
Heiser wants to throw over the middle. This one incomplete as it was intended for Turzo or maybe Petrattoni. They were both going for it. That will bring up a third down here for, or actually fourth down, excuse me, for BG.
Speaking of Pardee, did you get any update on his injury?
Checked in this week. They said he was still day-to-day, so they didn't say that it was anything serious. It'll be interesting to see if he plays Warren Pardee, the running back for Delhi, as they are at Walton tomorrow. So maybe they just didn't want Walton to know exactly what they had coming at him. So
that's possible.
Those coaches like to play those games with one another. A punt here by BG, again into the wind, is going to take a bad bounce here for the Bobcats and roll out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. That's where Sydney will pick it up, going right to left with a 49-6 lead with 6:50 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, and you're going to expect to see pretty quickly two things. We were talking about it just a few minutes ago. One, the clock might start running out a lot more than it has been. And then the other thing is we're going to see some subs from the Warriors.
49-6 the score. Again, this was much like last week, they got a big lead on deposit Hancock, and you know, some guys were able to play in the second half that you don't normally see, but this Warriors offense has just been rolling throughout the first 4 weeks of the season. They'll try another pass here to the outside from Harris to Liam Matthews. It's just a little couple yards in front of him, and he can't pull it in.
Nice little out pattern run by Matthews, and the ball just fell just a little bit short. Harris's pass.
So 6.5 to go in this third quarter, Sydney 49 and BG 6. And we'll see if maybe the Warriors start to run the ball a little bit more here to try to chew up some of this clock with a comfortable lead right here in the third quarter on their home turf. And so we'll see what they decide to do. Still three wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. Harris barking out the signals at the line. Sydney is on the big Sydney S at midfield. Harris might be changing the play here at the line, checks his wrist guard. Let's the team know. Play clock is down to 9. They'll hand off up the middle to David Gannon. He runs to the outside. Good for a first down into BG territory. He crossed the 40, about to the 38-yard line. David Gannon is having himself a night here, folks.
He sure is, folks. He definitely is the player that I expected to see running the ball tonight, and he is doing a great job with it. He loves to have it in his hands and help the Warriors out any way he can. So it's first and 10 from about the 37.
Had a chance to talk with him pregame tonight, and he just had the biggest smile on his face, and that just kind of stuck out to me. He was so excited for this game here tonight, and it's really showing in his play throughout the first three quarters of tonight's game. First and 10 for Sydney. High snap, to Harris. Corrals it, throws it over the middle, complete to Peyton Mosier, and pay dirt again for the Warriors. Mosier goes in untouched. And another touchdown here for Sydney.
Oh, if that was a blown coverage or what, but he was so wide open. It was just an easy little toss for Harris right to Peyton Mosier for 6 points.
And Sydney now leads by a score of 55-6 Again, both these teams coming in at 3-0, and Sydney has just imposed their will here tonight on BG so far. And they'll try for the extra point here with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. 55-6. Tim, we've seen some teams who could score, but so far this year, nobody has had an answer. Well, I guess Green had an answer back in week one as Mezzarella puts this one up and through. But since then, they cleaned up the penalties. Sydney has looked very, very good.
Yeah, they definitely have. I mean, and I was just going to mention the fact that there has just been a very clean game tonight. There hasn't been a lot of penalties and everything. I think total flags is 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good through almost three quarters of football.
Sydney 56, Bainbridge Guildford 6. 5:20 to go, third quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:50 to go, third quarter. The Sydney Football Warriors leading BG 56-6. A touchback on the kickoff leaves BG starting at their own 20 going left to right. Here's Petrotoni in motion. Instead, they'll hand off to Garrett Ives. They try to continue with the run game. Sydney wrapping up Ives after a gain of 2 on the play. Chabot was in there for Sydney, as well as Robert Greenblatt on the tackle.
Yes, Robert Greenblatt and Chabot with the tackle on the play. Ives run off of the right guard and good for 3 yards, second down and 7.
Chabot has just been a beast and really come into his own here this season, kind of being the new leader, I would say, on the line. You know, you lose a guy like Eddie Rayner, who's now playing college football down in Virginia. You wonder who's going to fill that gap, and boom, there's Cameron Chabot stepping up.
Doing a very good job this year.
Here's Heiser on a low snap, hands it off to Terzo, cuts up the middle. Terzo has nowhere to go. Again, the door closes. Kevin McEwen looked like he was in there, and coming off the bottom of the pile again is David Gannon, who's not afraid to mix it up.
No, he definitely isn't. I mean, he looks for contact when he runs the ball, so definitely looking for contact on the defensive side. So second down carry brings up third down and about 5.
Clock continues to move. We're down to 3.5 to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 56 and BG 6. The Bobcats trying to move the ball here as they go left to right. Heiser waiting for the snap. We'll hand it off to Petrotoni. He cuts to the outside, now cuts back into the inside. Petrotoni trying to go back to the right side, still on his feet, stumbles forward to the 40, had to work very hard. Gannon on the tackle, as well as Colby Finch.
Yeah, real good play by every defender for the Warriors because they didn't leave their lanes. They stayed in their responsibilities and were able to keep him short of the first down. So fourth down and 1.
BG will have Unitego next week on their schedule, that game at Unitego. Sydney will be hosting Walton next week. So a quick look ahead to week 5 as week 4 is, well, about 2:45 away from being done in the third quarter here tonight between Sydney and BG. Timeout is going to be taken here by Bainbridge Guildford. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the score Sydney 56 and BG 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the BG timeout, 2:43 to go third quarter. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios, our in-game producer. Sydney leads BG 56-6. Here's Evan Heiser, the quarterback, will hand it off. And a run on first down for Alan Terzo. Maybe a gain of one or two on the play. Clock continues. Actually, no, it'll stop now.
Yeah, they're getting ready to move the chains here real quick, and then it'll be running again. So first down carry for Terzo at about the 23.
So Sydney 56, BG 6. And BG's on their own 29-yard line. Actually now out to about the 31-yard line. They did get across the 30 there. So both teams starting to put some guys in off the bench to play some minutes here. Petrotoni's going to reverse it back to Terzo. And Terzo just runs into a wall. Once again, the Sydney defense collapsing on him. That was Kevin McEwen, and Greenblatt was in there as well, again, to trip him up.
Yeah, nice little play by the Bobcats. Just had no place to go. The Warriors are doing a really good job on defense. Like we said before, they're just staying home. They're not falling for any motion or anything like that. So no gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Really good at sticking with their assignments tonight. Really none of the trickery that BG has thrown at them. Haven't seen much of it work so far. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Here's a throw on first down. They go to Hayden Burns on the far side. Burns dives his way forward out to about the 35 for a short gain.
Bring up third down and a long nine.
And so a third and long coming up here late in the third quarter as Sydney enjoying a 56-6 lead here on their home turf. And it has just been a little bit of everybody. It's not like one guy has dominated tonight. It's been a mixture of everybody. Petrotoni in motion. Heiser will hand off to him. He cuts back from right to left and again just hits the bottom of the pile. Looked like maybe he lost the football there as Chabot gave him a pop, but he's able to hold on. And BG will have another chance at it here with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Fourth down in a long 7 yards for the Bobcats. We'll see if they're going to go for it or they're going to punt.
It's just not been the Bobcats' night in terms of doing anything on offense. It just really, besides the one big pass play which set them up for the score to Petrotoni, just not a whole lot has worked in the bag of tricks tonight for the Bobcats. Here's Heiser, rolls out to his right, throws across the middle, and this one is caught by Petrotoni. Good for a first down across the 45 to the 47.
Petrotoni with a catch and then ran right out of his shoe. He was running so fast. Lost his shoe, so first down for the Bobcats. Nice to see a little successful pass play from Heiser to Petrotoni for first down yardage.
4 seconds to go, and the clock is going to run out here. So the end of the third quarter, Sydney on top of BG, 56-6. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter in Sydney. It's Sydney 56 and BG 6. Here's a quick scoring recap. We have Liam Matthews with 4 touchdowns so far tonight for Sydney. Tanner Gifford with 2. Colby Finch with 1. Peyton Mosier with 1. and David Gannon with one. Evan Heiser with the lone touchdown tonight for BG as we start the fourth quarter with the score Sydney 56 and BG 6.
And also, remember, all those touchdowns had extra points successful.
Yes.
Michael Mazzarella, how many is it?
Mazzarella, let's see. Has he missed any here tonight?
No,
hasn't missed any tonight.
He's so been 7 for 7?
Yeah, he's been spectacular.
Impressive.
So. Just wanted to go back through because kicking into that wind, I was expecting him to miss one at one point, but so far he hasn't had any bad
Knock
luck here
wood,
tonight.
We don't jinx him.
So here we go. BG with the ball going right to left. This will be a second and long here for the Bobcats. They throw over the middle through the hands there of the intended receiver, Mason Brown, and it falls down to the turf. Third down and long coming up.
Yeah, Mason Brown was open on the right side there, but ball, like he said, was through his hands and falls incomplete, so third down.
Brown with a couple of nice catches last week in BG's win over Delhi, and hasn't been targeted too much tonight. Couldn't quite come up with it there. Again, BG comes in with a record of 3-0, defeating Delhi in a game we did on CDO here just last Friday night where they put up 40 points. So this was an offense that looked pretty good, but they just haven't been able to muster it up much here tonight. So,
and I chalk it up to the Warrior defense. They're just doing a fantastic job of assignment football.
Ball is loose on a handoff, scooped up by Sydney. They'll pick it up back at their own 41-yard line. Alan Turzo was going in between the tackles. No, that was Petrotoni, excuse me. Lost control of the ball. It popped free. It actually rolled about 15 yards before anybody could fall on it, and the Warriors grab it there.
Well, the first time the Warriors and the Bobcats tried to recover it, it squirted out again, and it went down the field even a little further. But the Warriors were able to recover it, and they take over first and 10 on their own 41.
Petrotoni came in tonight averaging 14 yards a carry, 14.4, and that number's going to dip a little bit because Sydney has been all over him tonight. Sydney leads 56-6, 10:30 to go in this contest. This one is batted down at the line as Harris threw that one. Palmateer got his mitts on it. It fell into the hands of David Gannon. He was immediately tackled.
But not an incomplete
pass. Not an incompletion. Add those numbers, I guess. That's one way to do it. Good heads-up play, though, by Gannon.
Yeah, real nice heads-up play by Gannon.
A couple steps, he might have, you know, broken that free.
Pass was batted down by Tommy Palmateer for the Bobcats.
Palmateer has not quit here tonight. He's had a lot of energy trying to rally the troops, the senior. And so Sydney again will hand off, and here is David Gannon across the Sydney S at midfield, leaps over Petrotoni, but he's tripped up at the 40 before he's brought down. Athletic play there by Gannon. Wow.
Yeah, big run right there, and really interesting way to end that tackle because he went to hurdle.
He tried to hurdle him, yeah.
Tried to hurdle Petrotoni, but Petrotoni hit him in the legs and flipped him right over.
9.5 to go, fourth quarter. Clock continues to move. Sydney leading 56-6. Sydney with the ball. Harris is still in a QB. We are seeing some different faces in at different positions here on both sides. Harris with the snap. Again, they will hand off. This one is to Tanner Gifford, straight up the gut across the 35 to the 34 before he's brought down.
Yeah, nice little play on first down. Gives Tanner Gifford about 5 yards. Bring up second down and 5.
And so the clock continuing to move. I'm sure both sides looking to chew a little clock here with 8:55 to go fourth quarter. Again, Sydney leading 56-6. And coming into the backfield now for the Sydney Warriors, Danny Calkins, the sophomore, getting some time. Harris is still in a QB. And so we'll see what Sydney decides to do here. On a second and 5, they'll hand off to Calkins. He runs to the left side, drives the pile forward, good for 3 or 4 yards. Down to the BG 30-yard line.
I was wondering if they took Harris out, who becomes the quarterback for the Warriors? Do you know that information?
I'm trying to think. I think Harris stayed in all last week until the final whistle, even though they had other guys in, and Harris was just handing off at the end of that game against Deposit Hancock. I don't think they really brought anyone else in from what I can remember.
I wonder if it goes to Matthews and that becomes more of a, you know, can't think what I want to say right
kind
now.
Kind of a wildcat.
Yep.
Option
That's
thing.
I
would assume, as this is going to be Calkins on a first down carry to the left side, moves the chains. I would assume if you're in a tight game, Harris goes down, I would think the original plan for this year was to have Matthews kind of run a wildcat system. So I would assume that's what they would go to if they had to go away from Harris for injury or whatever reason. besides that, I'm not exactly sure who else you'd bring in.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't stress enough, folks, what a great job this offensive line is doing for the Warriors tonight. I mean, they are moving the Bobcat defensive line back past their own linebackers on almost every play. So those running backs are not even getting touched until they get to the second level. What a great job by the linemen. You know, they never get the kudos that they need, but I'm going to make sure that they get it tonight, because I'll tell you, they have done a fantastic job on both sides, defense and offensive.
It's going to be a second down and about eight to go after another Calkins run. Picked up 2 yards on first down. Harris is in the shotgun. He'll hand off once again. Bouncing to the outside is Calkins, brought down by Garrett Ives after a gain of 2. So a third and about 6 to go coming up for the Warriors.
Nice little play on second down off to the left-hand side, but a real nice tackle by the Bobcat, and short gain, 3rd and 6.
Ives on the tackle there for BG. Some other faces coming in. Devin Wheeler enters the game here for Calkins in the backfield. And so we'll see what Sydney continues to do here, giving some guys other chances to run the ball. We've seen Casper Gray in there as well, doing some blocking. And so Harris here on a 3rd and 6 situation will hand off, and BG breaking through the line. Palmateer is able to catch up there with Devin Wheeler and bring him down.
Yeah, that play was going nowhere right away, because 67 and number 70 were right there on the play. Nice job by the Bobcats. Brings up 4th and 10 for the Warriors.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading 56-6. Sydney trying to improve to 4-0. They were ranked 3rd in the state in this week's New York State Sports Writers poll for Class D teams. Bainbridge Guilford was honorable mention this week. So Sydney is the highest ranked local team in Class D so far this season with a 3-0 record. Harris drops back here on 4th down. Throws to the left side, pass is complete, good for a 1st down, and over to the far side, knocked out of bounds, and into the end zone. Let's see if it was a score. Yes, it is. Onto the far side. Hard to see who that is that caught that reception on the far side of the field on the BG sideline, but it is good for a Sydney Warriors touchdown. Skyler Rao.
Wow. You know, when I first saw it, I thought for sure it was Matthews, because he had the same body type, you know, lanky, same move, you know, over on that sideline, step to the left, just made the guy miss, and then he really made a really great play to stay in bounds going down the sideline and get the ball over the end zone for the 6.
Injured player on the BG sideline, so everybody's taking a knee, and now he'll pop up. That's Petrotoni. We'll hope he's okay. Appears to be all right. But a great catch there on a 4th down, remember, by Skyler Rao, and Sydney leads 62-6. And you could tell Rao wanted that one.
Oh, yeah,
he had to fight to stay in bounds, had to get around a couple tacklers, and gets in. And he's being greeted here on the sideline by hugs from Liam Matthews and a couple other Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, that's awesome, because like you said, Nate, the kid's like, oh, man, I got the ball. This is my chance.
That's
I got to get in the end zone.
Yeah.
And he did it. I give him a lot of credit.
Well, coaches always say, we give you an opportunity. You know, what can you do for us? What can you show us? And Rao showing there a nice catch and great effort to get into the end zone. Here's Mazzarella with the extra point attempt. Kick for Mazzarella is up, and it is good. Mazzarella with another one. That one by the skin of his teeth was
back into the wind.
To go.
Back
oh
into the wind, and I'll tell you, that was really close. So that makes it 8-for-8 for tonight for Mike Mazzarella.
63-6. Sydney on top of BG. We'll step away, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 63 and BG 6 as Sydney will kick off here to the Bobcats.
And the Sydney cheerleading squad wants more.
They want more. So the youth cheerleaders are here tonight, and they're having a fun time here entertaining the crowd. We'll have a little squib kick. It'll be fielded by BG. They'll pick it up at their own 30, out to the 35, to the 40. A good return here by Parker Finch. Tim, I have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard real quick. Norwich at home tonight, leading Johnson City 26-0.
Okay.
And Shenango Forks is leading Oneonta 20-6.
Okay.
And those games, I believe, both went off at 7. They did not elect to move their games up. So I would say it was about 50-50. Some schools, some games decided to move up to 6. Others said we'll try it at 7. So far, so good on the weather here with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in Sydney.
Yeah, I wonder if those we'll see with those games that you just said that did go at 7, see if they do get them in.
So here is Bainbridge-Guilford. They've switched up quarterbacks. This is Hayden Burns. And now Petrotoni is back in the game, so that's good to see after he was shaken up on the last play. A handoff here on a first down to Jacob Heath is good for about 2 yards.
Nice little play by Heath, cut back to his right off of the left-hand tackle to get the 2 yard gain. It'll bring up second down and 8.
Well, I can't blame a lot of the schools that decided to move it up, not only for the wind and the rain, but, you know, with some lightning, thunder and lightning possible in the forecast. You see a lightning strike, you have to wait a certain amount of time, about half an hour, and then it resets if you see another one. So you could get into a situation where, you know, you might be here all night and it's tough to finish a game. Burns on a second down, finds his wide-open receiver on the left side, Damian Farberman, good for a first down into Sydney territory before he stopped at the 45.
Nice pitch and catch from Burns to Farberman, and good for first down yardage. It's into Sydney territory at the 45.
I'm assuming this could be our future at the quarterback position for BG. Heiser's a senior, Burns a sophomore. Burns a tall, lanky kid at 6'3", 165 pounds. And we'll hand off here on first down to the outside. Actually, Burns with a quarterback keeper, and he is brought down after a gain of 1.
Yeah, I think that was a broken play. I think you were right, Nate. I think he thought he was going to be handing the ball off and then realized that, I got to go. So he picked up 4 yards on that play, second down and 6.
Clock continues to run, 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 63, BG 6. Stay tuned after the conclusion of this game. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll wrap things up. We'll give you a scoring summary. We'll talk about the game we're going to do tomorrow here on CDO. So still a lot to talk about after tonight's game. Handoff here on a second down, running to the left side will be Parker Finch.
Parker Finch with a nice little run to the left outside the end. Gets about 2 more yards. They'll bring up 3rd down and 3.
Clock runs down to 2:50 to go. Again, Sydney all over BG tonight, 63-6. This game was 14-6 at one point, and BG just has not had an answer here tonight, and I don't know who would really tonight against this Sydney team.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they have just been firing on all cylinders tonight, and they have done a great job. They put the ball in the end zone 9 times and added the extra point 9 times.
Burns bobbles the snap there and then has to throw incomplete. Intended receiver was Jason Ofeline across the middle. Pass was just a little low and down into the turf.
Incomplete pass brings up 4th down and about 3.
So BG will go for it here on 4th down. They're in Sydney territory. Ball is at the 38-yard line. And as we hit the 2 minutes to go signal, we'll see what BG decides to do here on this 4th down. Again, great crowd here tonight at Sydney's Alumni Field watching this contest. I don't think anyone expected it to go out this way. They'll hand off to Turzo. He runs to the outside, tries to cut back before he's tackled. Good for a BG first down. And he gets tackled about the 22-yard line. Did not get out, so the clock continues to run.
Needed three, got about 23, and the ball will be spotted just about the 19-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
And that's what we're used to seeing from Terzo. Gets to the outside, a lot of speed. We saw him do that against Delhi last week, almost at will. Tonight, hasn't had those opportunities. So a first and 10. BG still moving the ball on this drive as we come up towards a minute to go. Burns throws across the middle through the hands there of Farberman and incomplete. Good look. He just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, this young guy is showing me some arm strength right here. I mean, he's firing the football. You know, once he gets a little older, maybe he'll learn to put a little touch on that and let his receiver catch it.
About a minute 10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney 63, BG 6. Can the Bobcats put up some points late here in the fourth quarter? With their sophomore QB coming in relief, Hayden Burns. And he'll hand it off to the outside. Run here for John Brady Sherman, and he is brought down.
Brady Sherman with a gain of about 2 off the right tackle spot. Bring up third down and 8.
Clock continuing to run, 40 seconds to go. Checking into the game now is Matthew Smith for Sydney. Gets a nice round of applause here from the crowd. 30 seconds to go. Clock still running. Play clock is at 25, so lots of time here for BG. They'll get the snap. Little handoff to the outside here for Parker Finch. Finch is brought down at about the 12-yard line, and I think BG is going to run out of time here, folks. With 10 seconds left, Sydney's going to move to 4-0. BG falls to 3-1 as Sydney defeats BG 63-6. Tim, what a victory here tonight for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, absolutely great job by the Warriors tonight, and I'm going to say it again. I've said it all night long, and I'm going to say it again. That win goes to the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen of the Sydney Warriors. They stopped them on defense, and they just put the defensive line of the BG Bobcats too far off the ball. The running backs had their way with the yards to gain tonight. So
Sydney defeats BG 63-6. Post-game show and our awards coming up here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's 3 locations are open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time to Sydney's Alumni Field. Sydney defeats Bainbridge-Guilford in dramatic fashion tonight, 63-6. I don't think anyone was expecting this score here tonight. Well done by the Warriors as they improve to 4-0. BG falls to 3-1 on the season. Let's get through our post-game awards. First off is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. I want to preface this by saying we could give this award to a lot of people tonight, all these awards to a lot of people, especially on the Sydney side. We've decided to go with Ryan Harris after throwing 7 touchdown passes tonight. We just said, how do you argue with that?
Yeah, that definitely was a telltale sign. I was sitting here thinking about it and trying to figure out who we were going to go with, and Nate and I were having a conversation, and all of a sudden we tallied it up, and 7 touchdown passes. Nice job, Ryan Harris.
Next up is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We're going to give this to Cameron Chabot tonight from Sydney. Felt like we were saying his name all night. We'll have to tally up how many tackles he had when we get the official stats. He was a monster. He was all over the field. He gets our Dynamic Defense Award tonight.
Number 51, Cameron Chabot, absolutely was all over the place tonight. Number of tackles for loss, and I think he even got a sack. So nice job, young man.
Echo Brands All-Purpose Award is last, brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Echo Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'd like to give this to Tommy Palmateer tonight from BG. Thought he was loud and positive and made a lot of nice plays to try to keep the Bobcats fired up. This is a team that will bounce back, and I could see them being in the playoffs later this year.
Yeah, they definitely will. Tommy did a really nice job on defense, and he also did a really good job on offense. A couple times I see how fiery he is, and you got to love that as a coach and a fan of football. So great job for Tommy Palmateer.
Again, just some quick stats that we want to go through in this 63-6 victory for Sydney over BG. 7 touchdown passes for Sydney quarterback Ryan Harris. We had Liam Matthews with 3 touchdowns. We had Tanner Gifford with 2 touchdowns. We had 1 from David Gannon, 1 from Peyton Mosier, and 1 at the end from Skylar Rouse. So Sydney really mixing it up here tonight on offense.
Yeah, so many weapons. I mean, you know, we were talking about it when it happened, Skylar Rouse touchdown catch. I mean, it looked like it was Liam Matthews over there, the same type of move and everything, just absolutely surprised us, and then had to do what he did. He had to tightrope the sideline and then reach the ball out at the last minute to get it over the end zone. Great play. And, you know, Harris has a lot of weapons.
Sure does.
That's a great thing to have. And I'll tell you what, he does a great job with his feet.
Yeah, he does a great job with his feet. He's able to get away from the tacklers and from the rush. And he can just do it all. There was some times tonight I thought he was, you know, dead for a loss in the backfield, and he was able to scamper out and make a nice play. So, boy, the Sydney boys are fired up right now. They're coming out of their huddle with Coach Matthews and the rest of the coaching staff. A 63-6 victory here tonight. A reminder, folks, I will be at Unitigo tomorrow, and we will be broadcasting that game. Kickoff is at noon against Fonda Fultonville. Just a nice extra game that, since it was moved from Friday to Saturday, we thought we'd try to squeeze it in. So pretty excited about that. You can join us at 11:50 for the Butler Auto pregame show. So, Tim, any final thoughts on this one here tonight?
Just fantastic job by the offensive line and defensive line for the Warriors. I'll say it one more time. You don't get 9 touchdowns in a game without having that ability. And also another little shout-out to Mikey Mazzarella for 9 successful extra point kicks.
Great job tonight by the Sydney Warriors. Again, they defeat BG 63-6. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Main Street Sydney studios. He's our in-game producer. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow around noon for Unitigo and Fonda Fultonville on WCDO.